Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about something called e-waste. And, of course, anything that has an e in it means it's probably having to do with technology. E-waste here does refer to electronic equipment, electrical and electronic equipment that is being wasted. And, yes, I've often wondered about this myself because, you know, many, many years, everybody was buying cell phones, right?
Yeah, right.
And now everybody has smartphones.
So what happened to those old cell phones?
Years and years of all those cell phones released by Nokia and Motorola and all those different brands. Where the heck are they now? Are they just sitting in those people's drawers? Were they sent to Africa to give to poor people or something like that? Or are they buried in a landfill somewhere?
Well, my old cell phone is in the drawer of my desk. Yeah, that's interesting. I couldn't bear to throw it away. I don't know why. I never use it.
And no one's going to want it either.
No.
Even really poor people in third world countries won't take anything less than a smartphone.
Really?
I'm guessing that. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody really wants to bother with the old cell phones anymore, let alone the old beepers and the old answering machines. Yeah, what's happening to all these electronic products? We're going to find out, and possibly we're going to discuss some possible ways in which they can be recycled and reused, and maybe how you can make some money on your old electronic devices. So we're giving you the suggestion, don't waste e-waste. That's our article for today. Here we go. E-waste is a fast-growing source of waste in the world and has proved a significant challenge to waste management in many countries. It's all types of electrical and electronic equipment, EEE, that is thrown away as waste by an owner who has no plans to use it again. Strides in technological development and the shortened lives of most technological devices are the two main reasons e-waste is such a problem. Many governments and organizations have tried to create programs to effectively recycle e-waste, but these efforts have fallen short. The majority of e-waste is still not dealt with properly, and in some cases, it is even shipped great distances to developing countries that definitely cannot handle it. There are many benefits to recycling e-waste. For one thing, e-waste usually contains many materials that are valuable resources, such as gold, silver, iron, and copper. This is what is called an urban mine. In fact, the total gold content from e-waste in 2014 was roughly 300 tons, which is 11% of the global gold production, and is worth $11.2 billion alone. Another benefit to recycling e-waste is that it ensures the harmful materials in electronics are disposed of properly. This is the toxic mine, which contains dangerous heavy metals, mercury, lead, etc., and chemicals. E-waste recycling is an issue that needs to be taken more seriously. More education about e-waste would help, but in the end, the problem boils down to laziness. About 41.8 million tons of e-waste was dumped improperly around the world in 2014, compared to only 6.5 million tons that were recycled. It's a shame that most people just seem content to throw their old cell phones in the trash, adding to the loss of precious metal resources and the hazard of serious heavy metal pollution.
Okay, guys, we are going to be talking about not wasting e-waste. Don't waste e-waste. I saw a scary show on TV about 3 or 4 years ago here. In Taiwan, it was about what we do with old computers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. There were heaps of just these old laptops, and they were filled with metal, and they didn't know what to do with them. I think they shipped them to Africa, which is kind of sad. They're stuck with our trash. So let's talk about e-waste. It's a fast-growing source of waste in the world. Waste is another word for trash, you know, stuff that's left over after you've used something else. And it has proved a significant challenge to waste management in many countries. Significant means big enough to pay attention to. If it's significant, you've got to look at it and decide what you're going to do about it. If it's a problem, you definitely want to look at it. So it's important enough to get people's attention. Or it could also mean it has a particular meaning. So here it just means it's big enough to pay attention to. It's a challenge to waste management in many countries. Waste management, these two words together, is a term we use to talk about what we do with our trash, how we handle trash. In New York, it was kind of a hard problem because New York City produces tons of trash, but there isn't a lot of space, at least land, where we can bury it or even burn it. And so most of the trash would be shipped off to a part of New York that was called Staten Island. We called that Staten Island, the trash can. Anyway, waste management. Managing something is how you take care of something, how you run it. Usually we use management to talk about running a business, and there are people in charge of making the decisions about how to control that business, what decisions to make. Here we're talking about how to control or handle trash or waste that we produce in so many countries.
Right, waste management are the people who come around in those big yellow trucks and take your trash away, and hopefully they recycle all the things you give them. And yes, it's a challenge because these waste management programs or systems really don't know what to do with all that e-waste. And e-waste, well, it's all types of electrical and electronic equipment, EEE, that is thrown away as waste by an owner who has no plans to use it again. So it's not like a regular waste, you know, if we buy a chair or something like that. Usually we can use it for quite some time.
Yeah.
And when we're done with it, we might give it to somebody, or somebody might take it and they can, take it apart and use the wood to make something else. But that's not really the case with the EEE here, electronic waste.
Uh-huh.
Electrical and electronic are slightly different. Electrical means they use electricity, and they don't really have circuits and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Like your toaster or your refrigerator, those are electrical appliances. But if you talk about your calculator or your computer or your smartphone, those are electronic devices.
Now, it says here that we're making strides in technological development. That's true. We're always increasing our knowledge in technology, and we're calling it technological development. A stride is a long step someone takes. So you could talk about someone having a long stride or a short stride. I can't keep up with your stride, which means I can't keep up with your steps. But here, we're using it to talk about a step or a stage in the progress towards something. So we're talking about steps made in progression or in the development in technology. We also, because of the quick turnover of our technology, we're always improving and upgrading. Therefore, we want to get rid of the old stuff or go buy the new stuff at the store. I tell you, I've had my smartphone a year and I want a new one already.
Wow.
Which is crazy, I know, because
yeah,
it costs so much.
Yeah, they come out with new features and stuff. Oh, I got to have the latest model with a curved screen, or it's got that fingerprint security thing. I've got to have that.
Mm.
All my friends have it too. I feel so left behind. So they keep making advances or strides in technological development. So these devices have shortened lives. They don't last that long, and people don't want them anymore. And these are devices, little machines that perform certain tasks. Those are the two main reasons e-waste is such a problem. They just have short lives, etc. Now, many governments and organizations have tried to create programs to effectively recycle e-waste, but these efforts have fallen short. So governments and organizations recognize that people keep throwing out these old electronic devices, so they've tried to create these programs to recycle the e-waste and to recycle it effectively, which means it actually achieves some desired result. It actually does something. But these efforts or these tries, they've fallen short. If something falls short, it just fails. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Yeah, how are you supposed to recycle a phone? Because all those metals are kind of soldered in there, you know?
Yeah.
And how do you get them out again? To recycle them is actually going to cost more money than you would get if you sell the materials inside there. It's not worth it.
Yeah, the majority of e-waste is still not dealt with properly. They're not dealing with it properly. They're not handling it properly. Majority is when you take a number and you take the biggest part of it. So if I have a class of 100 students, 51 of them would be the majority. So most of the e-waste is just not being handled properly. And in some cases, it's even shipped great distances to developing countries that definitely cannot handle it. Like I mentioned, the program I saw, poor Africa needed some money, so they said, yeah, you can send it to us, but you'll have to pay us. So that trash ended up in a developing country.
Yeah, and they don't have a lot of money there, so
no.
Taiwan says, hey, you know, you can take all our old computers and dump them in the desert there, and we'll pay you this money. And they say, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. We'll just dump it in somebody's backyard. They won't even notice. But in any case, that's what's happening. They're being shipped off to developing countries. But they definitely cannot handle it. Definitely means absolutely 100%. They cannot handle it, and as I said, they probably just dump it somewhere, and it will probably damage the environment eventually.
It's terrible. Well, they showed little kids out there playing in the heaps of old metal, which can be dangerous
Ooh.
Sometimes. Well, right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue talking about this wasteful e-waste.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主题呢，是跟电子垃圾 e-waste 相关的主题。首先呢，我们来看到这一段的第一个句子写着 e-waste is a fast-growing source of waste in the world and has proved a significant challenge to waste management in many countries.随着时代的进步，你会发现有一种垃圾叫做 e-waste， 它其实就是一种快速增长的废弃物来源。在这里的 source 就是有来源、出处的意思，而且呢，它对于废弃物管理来说是一项重大的挑战。延续这样子的文意呢，我们第一题的选项可以选择 B 选项。 Sentence B 里面提到It's all types of electrical and electronic equipment, EEE, that is thrown away as waste by an owner who has no plans to use it again. 当然咯，我们在这一段的一刚开始就是要介绍什么叫做 e-waste, 所以文章的第二句就延续到底什么叫做 e-waste 呢？在 Sentence B 里面就提到了，它是属于一种呢，被拥有者来当作是废弃物丢掉，而不打算再次使用的各种电器或者是电子设备。所以第一题的标准答案就选择 B 选项。而这些因为呢，大幅进步的科技以及大部分的科技装置实在是有着太高的汰换率了，所以才会产生这些 e-waste。 接着来看到第二个空格前面的句子写着 Many governments and organizations have tried to create programs to effectively recycle e-waste, but these efforts have fallen short.虽然呢，有很多的国家跟组织都试着呢，能够产生一些的计划来有效的处理这样子的垃圾，但是重点在后面的 these efforts have fallen short。这里的 fall short 就是有不足或者是短缺的意思，还是不够。而延续这样子的文意，第二题的选项我们可以选择 F 选项。在这里呢 ,Sentence F 就说明了 The majority of e-waste is still not dealt with properly. And in some cases, it is even shipped great distances to developing countries that definitely cannot handle it. 前面提到呢，这些努力其实相当不足，所以后面的句子就补充说明呢，大部分的 e-waste 仍然没有被妥善的处置，甚至在有些的情况之下呢，他们被运送到这所谓的 developing countries 开发中的国家，而这些国家事实上根本没有办法处理这样子的 e-waste。 所以延续文意，第二题的标准答案我们就选择 F 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we're going to continue our lesson right now. Again, we're talking about e-waste. It's a big problem these days. We all are guilty of throwing out electrical and electronic equipment that we don't want anymore. My iPhone 5 is just old now. I don't want it. I want the iPhone 6. Everybody else has got it, so I gotta have it too. And so we're just throwing out those phones. And let's talk about some of the benefits of recycling e-waste. So here in the second paragraph, it says, there are many benefits to recycling e-waste. Benefits are good things. They are beneficial to you. They help you in some way. For one thing, okay, this is the first thing we're going to mention, e-waste usually contains many materials that are valuable resources. Something's valuable when it is worth something, especially if it's worth a lot of money. And these devices contain minerals or materials like gold. Oh boy, we love gold, silver, iron, and copper. Those are different kinds of metals that are used in different applications.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what they're calling an urban mine. Urban means it's related to a city or a town. Sometimes we'll talk about an urban population or urban community. It's a part of a city that's right there in the city. And, of course, if you go outside the city, it would be the suburb. An urban mine is a mine that's actually located in the city, and that's what they call it at least. A mine is an area of land. Usually it's underneath the ground or in a mountain that you go into, and you can take from it different minerals, different types of irons. For example, coal is located in a mine. Gold would be in a mine. So they can go in and find these different types of metals actually inside a city, which makes sense, but it's kind of sad.
It's kind of a term, though. Basically, yeah. Electronic devices are associated with cities. And in fact, the total gold content from e-waste in 2014 was roughly 300 tons. Roughly means more or less. They don't have an exact figure. There's no way someone can go out and count all those phones and determine how much gold is in there. So the figure is roughly 300 tons, give or take 10 or 20 tons. And if you're talking about the content of something, that is basically what something contains, what's inside it. So the content of gold in these devices totals roughly 300 tons, and that's 11% of global gold production, and that's worth $11.2 billion by itself alone.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Well, I know that at least from this TV show I saw, they were trying to take some of the metal out of those old computers and try to recycle it and use it.
It seems like it's a very difficult process.
Tedious, yeah. Long and tough and not very fun. Takes a lot of time. Well, another benefit, something that's good to recycling e-waste, is that it ensures or makes sure the harmful materials and electronics are disposed of properly. If you dispose of something, you get rid of it. It's just a more, I think, advanced term that we use sometimes to talk about throwing something out or getting rid of something or trashing something. We've actually started using trash as a verb sometimes. Oh, I'm going to trash this, get rid of it. If someone disposes of something, though, they get rid of it. And if you add that adjective properly behind it, it means they do it in the right way. They don't just throw it out on the street and walk away. I hate it when I see people dump trash on the sidewalk or, you know, they go and they take their personal trash and they put it by the trash can on the sidewalk, which is something they shouldn't do.
They do it anyway. They can save some money.
Uh-huh.
They better watch out because there are security cameras nowadays, yeah. And you might end up paying some kind of fine. And this is the toxic mine. Okay, so we talked about the urban mine where you can get all these metals from various electronic devices. But if you talk about these harmful materials in those devices, then we're talking about the toxic mine. Toxic means poisonous. It causes problems. You could get sick or die if you come close to these materials. And this particular mine contains dangerous heavy metals. A heavy metal here just means metals that are, I guess they have a high atomic number or something like that. And these metals include mercury and lead and maybe some other radioactive materials, who knows. And also some chemicals, which are kind of dangerous as well. So that's why these electronic devices need to be disposed of properly.
Yeah, so e-waste recycling is a problem or an issue that needs to be taken more seriously. If you take something seriously, you acknowledge that it's real and that it's something that you need to address or you need to handle because it could become a bigger and bigger problem if you don't handle it or take care of it right away. So more education about e-waste would help. I was actually surprised when I saw the TV show I've been talking about because I never thought about what we did with old computers and laptops. Mm. Never even thought about it.
Lots of people don't. They just figure, I'll just throw it away, and you don't have to think about it. It's somebody else's problem.
That's right. But in the end, if we don't do something, it's going to be a mess.
It's going to come back and haunt us.
What it says here is our problem with e-waste boils down to laziness. If you boil something down, you take away everything that's not important, and you're left with what's most essential. That's what this phrase means. So what the real problem is about, it's our laziness. People are lazy.
They certainly are. And, of course, they don't want to work too hard to make a lot of money. And about 41.8 million tons of e-waste was dumped improperly around the world in 2014. So we talked about taking care of things properly. Well, this e-waste was dumped improperly. If you dump something, you just throw it away. And a lot of times people just don't want their garbage, so they maybe drive to the mountains and just dump it over the side of the road. I've seen that quite a bit. You're walking in the mountains or riding your bicycle, and then you look over the side. Oh, there's a whole bunch of garbage down there. Someone just dumped it there, or they dumped it improperly, and therefore that garbage will probably damage the environment and stuff like that.
So we're talking about a comparison in this sentence. It says 41.8 million tons of e-waste was dumped improperly in the wrong way in 2014 compared, and this is what we're looking at in terms of comparison, only 6.5 million tons were recycled. So we've got a lot more that we could recycle that we're not recycling. It's a shame that most people just seem content or happy enough to throw their old cell phones in the trash, adding to the loss of precious metal resources and the hazard of serious heavy metal pollution. It's a shame is a phrase we use when we talk about something being kind of sad and something maybe that could be better if we just worked on it a little more. So if you feel shame, it's a feeling of humiliation or distress because you know that something you're doing is wrong or you're doing something that's kind of foolish that you need to change. Well, it's a shame here because we could do better, but we're not.
Yeah, we're not. We could actually do some more about that. And yes, indeed, most people just seem content or happy to throw their old cell phones in the trash. Content means you're satisfied. So, yeah, it's good enough for you. I've got this old phone here. I'm not using it, so it's okay. I'm just going to throw it into the trash. I don't need to care about recycling. That's the government's problem. Okay, so this, of course, adds to the loss of precious metal resources and the hazard of serious heavy metal pollution. I'm not talking about some songs by Metallica or Twisted Sister or something.
Oh, that's, you mean heavy metal?
Heavy metal music, right? No, we're talking about heavy metals such as mercury, lead, etc. Mm. That's heavy metal pollution. That's a hazard. A hazard, of course, is something that causes trouble. It causes danger. It causes a risk. You need to be aware of the hazards of smoking, or there might be a hazard in the road. Maybe a tree fell down. So you got to slow down, or you might run into that tree. It's a hazard.
Mm. So I guess we've got a little ways to go before we're really handling our e-waste effectively. So hopefully this will change. And we've got some people who are dealing with the subject. I'm not, but I hope other people are.
Yeah, I'd like to make some money by, you know, giving somebody my old phone,
yeah.
But it seems like it's just easier to just throw it out.
Okay, guys, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
第二段的一刚开始就提到了 There are many benefits to recycling e-waste. 这一段就在阐述其实呢，如果可以回收电子垃圾是有很多的好处。到底好处有哪些呢？延续文意，第三题我们可以选择 C 选项。Sentence C 提到For one thing, e-waste usually contains many materials that are valuable resources, such as gold, silver, iron, and copper. 这里既然提到回收电子垃圾有好处，首先 for one thing, 其一呢，就是这些电子垃圾常常它里面含有很多非常有用的资源，在这里提到的是 valuable resources, 而这些资源像是金、银、铁甚至是铜都是相当珍贵的资源。接着往下面看，在第四个空格前面提到 ,Another benefit to recycling e-waste is that it ensures the harmful materials in electronics are disposed of properly. 当然很重要的是，在这些电子垃圾当中，有一些有害的物质可以被适当的呢来做处置。延续这样子的文意，讲到有害的物质，第四个空格可以选择 E 选项。Sentence E 提到 ,This is the toxic mine which contains dangerous heavy metals, mercury, lead, etc. and chemicals. 这些有害的物质呢，像是水银或者我们说的汞或者是铅，还有一些化学物质，我们就可以把它适当的做处置了。所以第四题标准答案我们选一选项。第三段的第一句 E-waste recycling is an issue that needs to be taken more seriously。其实电子垃圾的回收是一个需要被更严肃看待的议题。延续文意，第五题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 里面提到 ,More education about e-waste would help, but in the end, the problem boils down to laziness. 当然要严肃地看待它，首先提到的是更多的教育是有必要的，可是到头来啊，这个问题还是归结在人类的懒惰。而后面的叙述就讲到大家呢，因为产生太多的电子垃圾而做不当的倾倒，就是因为懒惰，所以来呼应前后文意。第五题的标准答案，我们就选择 A 选项。
That's it for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us for our program next time. It's always a pleasure having you. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.